I make my bed in the depths, you are there. It's a kind of a strange thing, really, that the psalmist poses a question, you know, how can I escape from God? Or can I go to a place where God isn't? And then he answers his own question because of his faith, because of his knowledge of God. He knows that he can't escape because God is omnipresent. God is everywhere. One person who knew this painfully so was, of course, Jonah. And whether Jonah was aware of God's presence because he actually heard God speaking into his life, whether he was running away from the mission that he was called to in Nineveh, even when he was being chucked overboard, and even when the great fish was looking for a meat hors d'oeuvre, God was still very much in that and very present with Jonah. He didn't like God being present. I think that's fairly obvious. He would have liked to have run away not just from the Ninevites, but he also wanted to run away from God because the thing that God was calling him to was clearly too hard for him, at least. That is what he thought. Let me ask a related question. And that is this. If God is omnipresent, as Jonah experienced, why does it seem that from time to time in our lives, God goes missing? That's the question. The important thing to look at in trying to get some understanding and try to answer that question is in the word seeming. It's not that God has gone absent, but God seems to be absent. God being absent cannot be a reality. It's impossible. The only way that we could achieve that is if we get out our Bibles and get a red marker pen or whatever, and then we start to cross out some of the verses of the Bible that people with experience, with revelation, have pointed to how God truly is present. You'd have to cross out of your Bibles verses like Joshua 1 and chapter 1 and verse 5, which says, I will never leave you or forsake you. Well, if you're not going to believe in the omnipresence of God, get your marker pen out now and scrub it out. You'd also have to do the same with Matthew 28 and verse 20, part of the Great Commission, where Jesus said, and surely I am with you always, absolutely, to the very end of the age. So if God's not, if we're going to say that God is not here with us, not ever present, not omnipresent, then we've got to scrub out not just these two verses, but a heck of a lot more that's in our Bibles. Sometimes when we feel that God is distant from us, we're experiencing a subjective feeling. We're not experiencing an objective reality. We feel as if God is distant, but that doesn't mean to say that he is distant. The reality is still, whether we feel it or not in that moment, that God is ever present, that God is omnipresent. However, just going on from that a little bit, what the Bible also tells us is that people do have experiences, and that is described as God hiding his face. So another psalm is Psalm 13, another one of David's. So for example, in Psalm 13 and verse 1, David wrote, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? So the final question is why? Why do we have this human experience that God hides his face from us, knowing that the objective reality is that he's omnipresent and with us? Why is it that God allows us to feel as if he's turned his back on us. Three suggestions this morning, as very briefly, as to why this might be so. Firstly, it's because of what we might be doing. It might be to do with the place that we're in. It might be that actually God is not distancing himself from us. God is ready to show his face. But because of what we're doing, what we're involved in a sense, we are distancing ourselves from God. Now, we know that the way back is straightforward because Scripture tells us. Scripture tells us if there's things that get in the way of our relationship with God, then we just have to repent, say we're sorry. And the prodigal father, is the one that just welcomes back those who turn again to him. It's almost automatic, but God needs to hear those words of faith and repentance. So it could be the place that we're in, the kind of things that we're involved in, that cause that seeming distance. The second thing, it may be that God wants to teach us a lesson. Maybe it's a check on how mature we are as believers, as Christians. Maybe God just wants to leave us alone for a little while to see how mature we are, how we react. How much we miss him is a big part of that. You know what they say about absence making the heart grow fonder. Maybe there's something in that in terms of desiring God if we experience this distance. So it may be that there's something about being taught a lesson by God distancing, by not showing his face. And the third thing, of course, is that God may well be not showing his face because he's displeased with us. And it may be an act of discipline. And God is saying quite brutally, you should not be involved in the thing that you're doing. You should not be saying the things that you are saying. And I am displeased with you. And maybe that is part of the reason why God might not be showing his face at a particular moment. Hebrews 12 and verse 6 says, the Lord disciplines those he loves. It's not that he loves us any the less. That's an impossibility as well. But God will discipline us. And maybe this not showing his face is part of that disciplinary process. So three thoughts really this morning that might indicate we're letting things get in the way. We need to be sort of taught how to grow and to know, understand how we need to rely on God, but to make our own way. And maybe it's a point of discipline why God doesn't show his face to us. Whatever has caused this feeling that God is absent, what we do know is that he calls us to persevere. He calls us to seek his face even harder. And he asks us if there's something that's getting in the way of our relationship with God, to call upon the help of the Holy Spirit to sort it and get that relationship with him back as it should be. One final word and one final verse or two from another psalm is just that reassurance that these things, in the same way that because God is omnipresent and because we're only feeling his absence, in the same way he can never hide his face for very long, because that itself pains him and causes him to operate in a way that he would not choose. And the reminder that it's all a temporary experience comes in Psalm 103, and verses 8 to 9, where David writes in this psalm, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbour his anger forever. That is the promise, that if he chooses to hide his face or we're distancing from him, then it's only a temporary thing, because he wants us to be mature believers, to grow and to receive more and more of him. And sometimes we just need that reminder of that we're either ignoring or taking God for granted. And then he just comes to us again, as he ever will, loving, forgiving, and strengthening. And now this seamless exercise.
Pull over here. Have you finished, Abby? Have you finished? Oh, okay. We've got the library. Hang on. Your time is up.
Oh, I think we're...
That's it.
Okay.
Go on, Jack.
All good.
Jack, you go forward. That's it. I'm not sure. So, Jack, what have we been creating? What is that? The High Street, Sidcup High Street. Oh, hang on. You come this end, Abby's going to go that end. Although, technically... So, we've got Sidcup Baptist Church, and God is there, and Yvonne, she's working. That's good. And we've got the fire station. We've got their open day today, if anyone likes fire engines. And we've got Beadles. Someone's in the petrol station. We've got the harvester. Jack's in the harvester. He wants to be there. And we've also got Christchurch and St. Lawrence's along there. And the flats. We've been drawing flats. That was Jack's handiwork. And we've drawn you, Lucille. That's your flat, sort of over in that direction.
She's visiting.
Cause you, yes, that was the debate going on with where was Lucille's flat, on the left or the right and up or down. Abby, what have we got your end? Do you know who lives there now on that one? That's where Tammy and Adam are going to live, above the fish and chip shop. So we've got them in there. Yeah. That's right. Bus stop, yeah. That's you. Oh, in the library. That's very good. So we managed to have McDonald's quite near the gym. And trees are Drew and Morrison's. But God is in all those places all the time. So he could be at Sidcup Baptist Church, and he's been at Christchurch this morning, and he's been at St. Lawrence's. So that's what omnipresent, where God is. Okay, should we just, we could lie that down for a minute. Thank you very much for your help. We're going to stand and we're going to sing a song that says, Spirit, break out, break our walls down. Doesn't necessarily mean physically, although I'll leave that with you. But also break the walls of our hearts down to receive Jesus. Spirit, break out.